Happy Earth Day. Such a perfect time to be decluttering your house and cleaning for spring. If you follow me on Instagram or are in our Facebook community, you know that I finally tackled my bedroom closet this weekend. I went deep into my closet. I pulled everything out. I got rid of 4 bags of stuff, which is a little enlightening. My closet looks great. I used to dread opening that door, but now I'm loving looking inside. It was so easy to just go in and actually pick out an outfit today. I also have a bunch of memory boxes in there and took them out to try to organize them and stumbled upon a bunch of letters that I didn't even know I had. And in that bunch of letters was a letter from my dad that he wrote me one summer when I was in Ireland as a teen. And my dad passed away a few years ago, and I haven't seen anything written in his handwriting in years. It was a little emotional reading the letter, but I was so grateful to find it. And it just goes to show what stuff you just put in your closet, the clutter builds up, and then you forget you even had it. I actually don't even remember receiving that letter at all. So it was just like a great sign from my dad reminding me that he's always there. And I will say it was a little hard to not get completely distracted and go into all those memory boxes to see what else was in there that I don't even remember having, but I was able to take a step back, put it all away, and just move on and get it done. And for you moms, I have a closet cleanout challenge going on right now in my Facebook group, Work-Life Balance for Working Moms. I posted a video of my closet before and after, so you can go check out those videos. And all you have to do to enter the contest is post a picture of a bag or a box of stuff that you decluttered this month, and you have a chance to win a free time management coaching session with me. On that note, today's quote is, "You can't reach for anything new if your hands are still full of yesterday's junk," by Louise Smith. Welcome to Mom Wife Career Life's weekly empowering episode of Monday's Motivational Mindset. And you know what that means. It's time to kickstart your week with a boost of inspiration, positivity, and a full lot of motivation. Working moms, I get it. Mondays can be tough. We all know that. But they're also a chance for a fresh start, a new opportunity, and the perfect day to set the tone for a successful week ahead. I'm Carrie Pat, your host and fellow working mom. Every week, I'll be sharing a motivational quote and we'll break it down, share stories, and uncover the wisdom it holds for our unique journey as working moms. So whether you're getting ready for work, making those school lunches, or just enjoying a quiet moment alone, let's dive into this week's dose of motivation. Let's make this Monday count. Today's quote is, "You can't reach for anything new if your hands are still full of yesterday's junk," by Louise Smith. We're all busy working moms, juggling so many responsibilities, and amidst all of that chaos of managing your family, managing your house, managing work, and all the things in between, you find yourself, your house, your schedule, your mindset, holding on to yesterday's clutter, whether it's an old habit or the clothes in your closet, holding on to all those things that are no longer serving you. Now, try to imagine holding on to something new, something exciting and full of potential, while your hands are still weighed down by yesterday's junk. It's like trying to get a clean load out of the laundry while still holding on to a load of dirty clothes. It's not going to happen. It's all about letting go of that old baggage, clearing out the clutter, and making space for something new and wonderful to come into your life, whether it's starting a new routine, implementing a healthier habit, starting a new passion project, or simply a moment of peace and clarity. You've got to free your hands, your mind, and your space to fully embrace something new. And it's not always easy, I know. As working moms, your days are packed with things to do and people to take care of, but sometimes taking a moment to declutter, whether it's your physical space, and I'm telling you, after cleaning my closet out, it's like I could breathe deeper in my bedroom, your mental load, or your emotional baggage, it can make all the difference in the world. So this week, mamas, my challenge to you is to journal. And this is a great habit to get in, but I want you to get out a journal, a notebook, or just start with a piece of paper. And I want you to answer this question. What junk are you still holding on to from yesterday that is preventing you from reaching for something new today? Awareness is the first step in making any change in your life, and a double bonus if you can jot down some ways you can start removing that junk from your life this week. And I want to help keep you accountable. Head on over to our free Facebook community, just search up Work-Life Balance for Working Moms, and share how you're going to start unloading that junk. And you could also join our Clean Out Your Closet Challenge for a chance to win that time management coaching session with me. All you have to do to enter is post a picture of a bag or a box of stuff that you decluttered from your house this month, and I'll be picking a winner on May 6th. sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat.
Before you go, if you found this podcast helpful, I would be so grateful if you would take a minute, go on over to iTunes, and leave me a review. If you have other stressed out mamas in your life that you feel this podcast could help, take a screenshot of this episode, post it in your Instagram stories and tag me, and let them know that they are not alone and they can create balance in their life too. If there's a topic you'd like me to cover or you just want to connect, DM me on Instagram at mom.wife.career.life or come on over and hang out with us in our Facebook community. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat.